Fishing. A jerk on one end of a line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
Oceanic Marine, the only specialist boating service centre in Busselton.
You know, it always makes me laugh when I hear it, Holly. Morning to you, mate.
Yeah, me too, mate. I thought they might have changed it, you know. But yeah.
No. I wouldn't dare. Don't mess with something that works, mate. If it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Awesome. Classic, eh?
Now, you're actually on a boat.
We are, mate. Yeah, first time for a long time. Maxine and I are out. We're out probably 12 miles on that, and we're Jewies are just everywhere, guys. They're biting really well. And I can't, like I said, I can't believe there's no boats out here. Oh, hang on, it's Friday. That's right. You guys are all at work. And to be honest, eh, too, that's why we thought we'd come out today, because they got that the Blue Water Classic on tomorrow and Sunday. But guys, yeah, the fish are biting really well, like biting like proper Jewies. They'll sort of hit, then you feel them actually suck the bait in and lean back and you're on. So really good. And it was, nice to catch up with you guys yesterday.
Yeah, we enjoyed it, mate. Garlic crab, mate. You know what you're doing when it comes to crab. I like it.
Oh, mate, beautiful. We love the crabs. Actually, a quick story. Oceanic Marine, Oceanic Paul, I've been telling him about the crabs. Last week, he actually tried to go crabbing in his car. His car ended up filling up with water, and I think it turned into a submarine. So, he's got a yard full of boats, and he takes his car crabbing. I don't know what's going on there, Paul, but... But you know, those crabs are awesome, guys, and we'll probably try and do some dewy, or the craze are actually coming in. Guys, I've heard through a good source that the craze are probably going to start walking again this week. So get up there. Apparently this run, there's probably 2 to 3 weeks where the whites come in, and I have heard too that the dewies follow them in. So, guys, get in close, and it's probably a good chance for even like the dinghies to go and catch a dewey up sort of Peppy Way, Strapham Way.
Yeah.
Salmon, me mates have been saying too, a lot of salmon getting caught around the corner, which so that means it might be an early season for the salmon, and they're a really good fight. And if you look after them, like bleed them as soon as you catch them, they're actually pretty good, guys. Anything fresh out of the ocean's pretty good.
Mm.
King Georgie's, me mate's been still slaying the King George, but like he says, early bird catches the worm. He normally gets out by 5 and home by 7 with his 12 King Georgie's. So, yeah, but the weather on the weekend's not looking too bad, but we always think it's a bit rough out here at the moment, but they're just biting really well. So I think when it is a bit rougher, they come out and feed. You know, when it gets quieter, they go back and hide. So, tight lines, guys.
Nah, love it, mate. Try and save some fish for the competition if you could, Holly.
Nice, mate.
This has been all over the news all this week. We purposely haven't talked about it at all, and that is Barnaby Joyce.
Everyone else is talking about it.
Well, everyone else is talking about it. Exactly. It's to break it down. What's happened is he's left his wife, mingled with another female.
Mingled.
Yeah. That's the word I'm choosing to use.
Well done.
Got her pregnant, and the reason why it's becoming more of an issue, if it even is an issue, is she used to work for him at one stage.
Murky waters.
So of course everyone's now investigating into that, and we don't care. Couldn't care. But unfortunately for our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, he has had to address the press on this. Everyone's been asking him all week, oh, what's your thoughts? So yesterday afternoon he addressed the press. Now he did have a lot to say.
What a speech it was.
But I feel like there was more in it than what he said, and I thought we could maybe break that down today. Cipher. So here's a little bit of what he said.
Statement is not and cannot be a comprehensive statement of rules. Ministers need to exercise their judgment and their common sense in complying with both the principles and spirit of the standards and their letter.
Okay, so what he's saying there, at the beginning there, the way that he's addressed that, is gone, Barnaby, you've gone done messed up.
About time they started complying with those standards.
Yeah, about time they did.
Ministers must recognise that while they are entitled to privacy in personal matters, they occupy positions of great responsibility and public trust.
Public trust being there.
Using the term loosely.
That's a strong one for a politician to say.
The public has high expectations of them in terms of their personal conduct and decorum.
Not anymore.
Ministers should be very conscious that their spouses and children sacrifice a great deal so they can carry on their political career.
Sacrifice? Well, Barnaby sacrificed a lot, including a marriage.
And their families deserve honour and respect. Ministers should also recognise they must lead by example. Values should be lived.
Values? Whose values? Just quickly as well. You can tell Malcolm's just at the moment just going, I'm just going to get through this.
Just about had enough,
Malcolm? Don't say anything about Bunt. Just keep it very, very vanilla.
So as you will see, I've today added to these standards a very clear and unequivocal provision. Ministers, regardless of whether they are married or single, must not engage in sexual relations with their staff. Doing so will constitute a breach of the standards.
And there it is. That's when Barnaby went, oh, that's about me.
Done and dusted. It'll be time to hang up the Akubra.
Yep, that's it. No more sexual relationships out of Canberra. Thank you very much. You probably have heard the news about Caramilk chocolate, which is the reason why we're now going into a Caramilk update. I now have on the line our foreign correspondent, Jeremy Butterworth. Morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Alan. And look, I am not a predictor of minds, but I'm sure you're here to talk to me about a revelation that I've had.
Well, yes, Caramilk, obviously it's making the news. And yeah, I wanted to chat to you all about this Caramilk saga.
Oh, yes, it's just forget Bitcoin, forget investing in the stock market. I have the very best thing. It's even greater than gold. Caramilk chocolate, and I've invested so much. Literally, I've got 150 blocks of this, and it's on eBay. I am going to be a multi-millionaire.
I have heard it's very popular. People are selling it on eBay. Caramilk, you can't really get it anywhere. It's sold out. But I hope it's a different batch to the ones that were recalled.
What are you talking about?
Cadbury put out a notice yesterday saying that they have to recall the Caramilk chocolate because there's been traces of plastic found in it.
No. Seriously, Alan, seriously. This is a big investment. You're trying to scare me.
No. Jeremy, I'm really being 100% real with you. Cadbury put this out, like, yesterday afternoon saying that they are recalling the Caramilk that was made in Australia. Hey, maybe you got a different batch. I don't know, but they are recalling it because there's bits of plastic in it.
Oh, no. It's fine.
Like, what, you bought, what did you say, 150, what, $3 a block? What, that's about 450 bucks. Mate, it's about 500 bucks. That's fine, mate. That's fine. It's just money's money. I'm sure it's okay, all right?
I gave it to my kids to give at school.
Oh, no.
Timmy. Oh, no. I thought I'd be generous.
You got to get it back.
Oh, No, what?
Yeah, Jeremy, you know what? I'm going to let you deal with that. I'll do what I'm doing. Jeremy Butterworth there, a foreign correspondent. And yes, if you do own any Caramilk, do return it unless you like eating plastic. And I'm not going to judge, so you go for it. Avon, I grew up with this stuff, Avon. Not using it. I'll just quickly add that one in case everyone's gone. That explains why his lips look so luscious. No.
You're looking rather radiant this morning, Al.
It's a glow. It's just a foundation. Just
I'm joking.
Just a once over. You know what? That's fine. We'll move on from that. But the beauty giant Avon will no longer be calling in Australia. 21,000 sellers are at the moment just kind of waiting around to figure out exactly what is going on. Avon, almost an institution, I think, at one point.
After 55 years, they're pulling out.
For the kids listening this morning who are trying to figure out, what's Avon? Avon was before the internet. Avon was the thing that everyone got their makeup from. You had one lady in your neighborhood that serviced about, I don't know, 14 blocks, and she would walk around and just sell it. Lipstick, makeup, they always had random, like, garden ornaments and stuff, you know, and there'd always be some real quirky item. You're like, well, where'd you get that from? Oh, I got it from Avon.
My mum could never tell why her Avon business never took off. She was in the unenviable position of loving makeup but hating the walking around and being terrible with people.
My mum was very good at it. It was a very good second income for our household when I was
a kid.
Your
mum was good at it because you told me off air that she got you working.
Yeah, she put me to work.
You were her little helper.
Well, it was a paper run unofficially before I got my first paper run. I'd go around and deliver all the books everywhere, and then remember all the goodies that would come around, and them all dumped on your doorsteps.
So you're a team player even back then, mate.
Even back then, yeah, good. I was. So yeah, I mean, yeah, and then that's a bit sad that it's gone bust. It is a US owned company, but yeah, a bit sad.
See you later, Avon.
If only there was some good news out of it.
Oh, at least there's nothing to trip over at the doorstep when you stumble into home late at night.
We all hear about these shocking names from time to time. You see a kid and they're like, that's my daughter named Candy with an I.
And you're new age names for kids.
You're like, Candy with an I. Okay, good on you. But, you know, but this one's pretty interesting. A 9-year-old girl whose parents have actually named her, wait for it, Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii. Full name.
That's no joke.
This is real. It was put into court guardianship in New Zealand so that her name could be changed. A family court judge gave the order after hearing that the child was embarrassed about her name and she refused to reveal it to her friends, calling herself Kay in fear of being mocked and teased. Fair enough, mate. The child's lawyer has said that it shouldn't be on. The name needs to be changed. Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii.
Shocking name. Ultimately, the judge has gone on to, you know, criticise parents who give their offspring bizarre names, and he's gone through and they've come up with a list of permitted names. and prohibited names.
Well, there you go. That's a long list.
Let me go through a couple of the prohibited ones for
Hit me.
You. Stallion.
Oh, that's a good name. I like that. For a boy, obviously.
There you go. You're scrubbed from the list. That's why you're not a parent yet, Alan, because you think that's a good idea. You idiot. Next one. Yeah, Detroit.
No, no.
Fish and chips.
No, especially the way Kiwis say it.
Careful. Twisty poi.
I'm part Kiwi. I'm allowed to say
yeah,
that.
You can get away.
Twisty poi. Okay, yeah, right.
Keenan got Lucy.
That's weird.
That means someone's actually tried to name their kid this.
100%.
One more. Sex fruit.
Yeah.
See you later. Glad that's on the prohibited list, so it should be. Now, here's ones that were permitted, right? Here's ones that got the all clear.
Yep.
A pair of twins called Benson and Hedges.
Like the smokes.
Other children were called Midnight Chardonnay.
What? Sounds like a horse.
I like the Midnight Chardonnay. It does, doesn't it?
It does.
Number 16, bus shelter. Who's done that to their child?
Well, we wanted to name them after where it was consummated.
And finally, and the judge added tragically, violence.
Well, yeah. Like, unless the kid's destined to be a wrestler, like, you wouldn't be calling your kid
there
violence.
Prohibited and permitted.
Jeez. But my heart does go out to Tallulah, does the hula from Hawaii. Hopefully that does change.